This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Well, we're inside the Clan dressing room. It's a little bit quieter than we're used to it, but it is an off-season Clan chat, and I'm delighted to have the captain, Devin Sidorov, and it's a lot more fun to be doing this in person than on a video call, Captain. So let's just do a quick update. How's your off-season been so far?
It's been good. It's been a little bit different. I'm glad to be staying around here in Glasgow right now. Me and my wife have been enjoying it, a little bit of downtime, but no, like I said, it's nice to be around here.
And obviously you had the injury blocking that shot, and I know it was hard to watch down the stretch, but what's the update on the injury and how has the sort of rehab gone?
Yeah, that's another reason why I'm here too, is to continue with the rehab, and it's been going really well. I'm really happy with it right now. So starting to get back to the things I've been wanting to do during the off season, and I'm happy with it.
One thing you and I talked about off camera is like you're really motivated now because of that injury. It's because you care. Like, let's be honest, you blocked a shot and unfortunately had an injury. It's motivated you to come back next year better, stronger, fitter. Like, you've already been working out. You're kind of grabbing that off-season strategy early on, so you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Missing that time in the season last year really hurts. Like, watching those games makes me want to play even more, makes me want this next season to start already. This off-season feels long for me. Getting back in the gym early like I did, I started a month ago already on my off-season training, so with that little bit of advantage, I'm going to have a longer off season, but even more excited to get after it in the season.
The coach, Mike Surrant, back, and we'll talk about some of the returnees that are already known in a moment, but how delighted were you to see that Mike was going to come back, because he did such a great job down the stretch? And I know he leaned on you a little bit for like advice, and even though you were not playing, you're still a captain. How was that down the stretch, and are you glad Mike's back?
Yeah, the moment we knew he was going to be coming back was that was great, but we were hoping for it all the whole time at the end of the season. The way he ran the team got us to the Final Four, the way we finished that season. Mike ran us really well. He coached us really well, taught the kids how to, you know, be a part of this team, and we're excited to have him back next season.
When we were in Belfast for quarterfinal League One, I mean, you and I were watching it, and we were living every blocked shot and every kind of stop by Kupski, if you will. I know it was hard for you to watch. Was that the moment that was the toughest, because it was the playoffs and, you know, like, it was tough to watch those regular season games, but that moment in Belfast when you're sitting next to me going, God, I'd rather be doing anything than watch it.
Yeah, no, for sure. You probably saw me pacing around the box that whole game. My heart rate was probably higher watching the game than I would be in the game. And like I said, that's so hard for me to watch those games, but I'm proud of the boys for the way they handled it.
And I think they really grasped it. I mentioned this to Alex Forbes earlier in the week, and he was like, we kind of just, you know, him and Cade and Lacko said, like, this is a 6-period game. We're only down 1-0 at the intermission, so to speak. Was that like a good message? And did some of the new guys grasp that right away and go, like, we haven't lost a game, we're just down 1 on aggregate?
Yeah, like you said, it's good to have Forbes and Lacko on the team to show it. Like, they've been in the league for a long time. They know the way the playoffs work. And we obviously have some new guys coming from North America who don't understand that. So having their veteran status in the room to show us, to prepare the guys that didn't know about the series the way it goes, it's perfect for us. And I think it helped out a lot this year.
There was a quiet confidence, and I think you're a big part of that, because you were still around the team. You're still, like I said, the captain, and you were still talking to Mike and the guys and the leaders. But like, as the 8th seed, it's always a tough thing. It hasn't happened since 2016, where the 8th seed knocked off the 1 seed. So the league champions, the Belfast Giants, was a tough proposition. But I almost felt like, because down the stretch, it was known for about 2 or 3 weeks, right? We're not going to be able to move up because the teams ahead of us are winning too, so we're probably going to be playing Belfast. Was that actually a good thing? Because you can start dialing in right away, going, that's who our first round matchup is going to be, is the Giants. So was that kind of a quiet confidence as you started to build towards that?
Yeah, no, and we got to play them, I think it was 2 weeks before the playoff series there, and we had confidence in those two games. And then going into that series, we won in Belfast, but we also knew we could take the other teams as well. But we had full confidence in our group going into that weekend that we could play with any team in the league and we could win and we could get to that final, and we did it. It's awesome.
I mean, I was doing, so leg two, I was busy up on the gantry. Where were you when sort of, you know, the risk goal, the Plinko shot, and where were you when Langan scores the big power play goal and you're going, we're within a whisker here of going to the playoff final weekend. Where were you and what were you doing?
Yeah, no, up in the office watching down from above. And like I said, I'm pacing around, heart rate's high. And when that happened, I'm full on sprinting down to the room just to get in here and just celebrate with the boys as fast as I could.
I mean, Messner came in. He was Mike's only change when he took the reins, and it was fortuitous, wasn't it? Because I don't know if I've seen a better penalty shot or a shootout goal. I mean, bar down against Kupski, it was almost unbeatable over the two legs. Did you go, oh my goodness, that's as good as, like, you're up there watching. Is that, yeah, as good a penalty shot as you've seen?
No, it's very nice to see. Yeah, like in that moment when my heart rate's up that high, seeing him come down and do that, and is such a beautiful goal to celebrate in front of the fans like that and have the whole arena just erupt. It was such a good feeling to see, and made me want to be in the moment even more.
I mean, yeah, that's the tough moment, but you're proud of your teammates and you're thinking, God, you know, if I was out there, I'd want to be taking one of those penalty shots. I mean, Messner, let's talk about it. I mean, great job by Mike and the director of hockey. We've got Messner across the line. We've got Langan across the line. Talk about some of the guys that are known, because look, there's lots going on in the background and all that, but the guys that have re-upped, are you excited to play with Messner and Langan again?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way everything's coming together right now. Seeing that we're getting most of the core back is awesome. That's what you want. You want a reoccurring team, and I think if we can build on what we did last year with this group we had, that's awesome.
And it's a great sort of mixture, isn't it? I mean, Langan is very experienced, of course, but Brady Risk, people forget, was his first year pro last year, and he had a little bit of an experience in Sweden, and you know Sweden, you know playing on the continent can be difficult as a first year pro. So he didn't stay in Troy, and he comes to us, and a little bit of a slow burn at the start, but then really found his footing. So how important will it be to have a Risk and a Messner for a full season? Because they did pretty well in a small sample size.
Yeah, if we were to say it, I think we were pretty lucky to get those two guys, and to see that the way that they progressed throughout the season, to get them back this next for a full season, it's going to be exciting to see.
I mean, yeah, that's very positive signs. And I know the fans are, and I know that you're here, so probably out buying groceries or getting a coffee. Has any fan kind of copped you and go, oh, wait, who's coming back? Because I know that in the social media world we live in, everyone wants 2-3 signings a day, right? And it's just not possible because it does take time, doesn't it? And you and I have had a few phone conversations about, you know, stuff, and it is what it is. It takes time to get it right, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm driving around town in my little clown car, so sometimes
you're a target, a moving target.
Yeah, sometimes I will see a few fans, but they're all very nice, and our fans are great, so it's good to see them around and have a quick chat if I can.
Speaking with Forbesy earlier this week, he's so happy you've been back for year 4, and that sort of continuity of some of the veteran voices, and you coming back for another season, Steven Saigo coming back for another season. Those veteran voices are really important as you keep laying the foundations for it. Look, moderate success last year. Delighted to get to the playoff final weekend, but it left us all wanting much, much more. And certainly you being on the ice for the full season. I mean, when you look around the room of what's already re-signed, are you happy where the leadership is and where it's going?
Yeah, absolutely. When we sign back our leaders, that's huge. And then you kind of build around that. With me going down last season, Saigo stepping up to be the captain, that was easy for him to do. Obviously, he's a great leader. And then we had guys around the ring who stepped up and did a great job leading the team as well. So,
I guess, and it's different leaders, isn't it? I know Forbes, he has a quick whistle in the room, and he probably lays that in when it needs to be, when you need some levity, calm down. Yeah. You're a different kind of leader. Saigo's a quiet leader at times, but he leads on the ice. And boy, oh boy, was he good down the stretch, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was great down the stretch. I mean, if you needed somebody to look up to in work ethic area, he's your guy.
I mean, yeah, first in the gym, first on the ice, all that. And I mean, he's kind of the captain of defense anyway, isn't he? I mean, you might have a C on your chest, but Steven Saigo's kind of the captain of the defense corps.
Yeah, for sure. When you need, you need guys like that. One forward, one defense for sure, at least. But like I said, we have a few guys around the room who do it all.
When you decided that you were going to stick around and spend some of your summer here, you and your wife, oh boy.
Oh, this is the team group chat.
Oh, wow.
I like that. That's a good signing. Oh, check this out.
Oh, my goodness. That is a huge piece of business. But anyway, what have you and Brooke been up to?
You know, when the weather is good here in Glasgow, we like to get out and go to a park, or I like to get going golfing. And with my injury, I've gotten back to go to the driving range, and pretty soon I'll be going back on the course.
Oh boy, yeah. So that must be hard too, because you can't play hockey and you can't go out and play golf. And two of the funnest things to do in Scotland is play hockey and golf. So you must be itching to get out. Have you been out on St. Andrews much?
Just for a few walks around the course. I know the old course is under construction right now, so the boys have been going to play the Castle course and the other course around there. So I'm looking to get out there this summer in the good weather.
I'm absolutely buzzing at those texts you just got in the group chat
too. I'm kind of vibrating.
I mean, that is. We bring it all lights. This is behind the scenes stuff right here. That's unplanned, but lovely to see the group chat is popping off, and it's not even June.
Yeah.
I know you're going to go back home and see some family and friends. What does the rest of the summer look like as well?
Yeah, like you said, I'm going to go home and see some family and friends. Couple weddings to go to at home. Yeah, which is good. Other than that, we're going to be around here in Glasgow a little bit, and we'll do some traveling. Like I said, one of the weddings is in Italy, so that'll be pretty cool. We're going to enjoy that, but we like to come back here early in the season, get set up, and get prepared for the season.
What is, like, it's a great, and I was out for dinner with Russ and some of the management team last night. I mean, there's so much to do. I know you like going out to the parks and stuff like that, but have you been pleasantly surprised by how great a city this is over the last few years, and you keep exploring and finding new restaurants and new things to do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty easy to live here, to be honest. Me and my wife, we can go out and do something different every single day, or go to a different city every single day. There's different sites. Everybody's so nice too. We find that amazing. We go to restaurants and everybody's kind, and the Scottish people are just so amazing. And like I said, when I run into a fan, it's nice to see them and have a quick chat. It's always good. So we really enjoy our time here.
So Italy for a wedding. I mean, have you done a lot of trips? I mean, like, have you got to see some of the, you know, the nice Spanish places and stuff like that the last few years?
I've been pretty much everywhere in Northern Europe. When I got to play in Slovakia and Czech, I got to go down to Budapest and those cities. And when I was in Austria, I would drive down to Italy, and been to Copenhagen and seen a few things around there. When I played in Sweden, we were just a bridge drive away from Copenhagen, so that was cool. I mean, yeah, it's nice to be able to venture out around here. Usually if you can, I recommend taking a few weeks after the season to go tour around while we can.
I think I said it to Brady Risk, and he really perked up, because I think he and his partner went to Portugal and sat on a beach, and he had a moment where he thought, wow, like, you know, I'm talking to the team about going back. I really enjoy the experience I just had. I want to get back to the Final Four, all that sort of stuff. And I'm sitting on a beach in Portugal. My life is pretty good. And
yeah,
I get to go home and work out and prepare for a new season. And hopefully, at that point, he thought, hopefully in purple, and that's come true for Brady Risk. But he had that moment where, like, this is a pretty good life. Do you sometimes, you and your wife wake up and go, like, we get to see the world. We're playing hockey for a living. And it's a special way to see places and meet cool people. And like you said, just really enjoy your life as a pro athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not something we take for granted, that's for sure. Having the downtime that I did have with this injury, we kind of realized that too, that we could be anywhere else in the world, or we could be back working 9-to-5 jobs in our hometown and doing that. But we're lucky enough that we get to spend our time here and travel around Europe when we can. And it's been very enjoyable. We don't take it for granted.
And with your constant companion Shooter, how is my buddy Shooter?
Yeah, our dog's great. He's amazing. Yeah, he's still buzzing.
No problem. He loves living in Glasgow. Yeah, I mean, we've got a dog upstairs in the office. Our market head of marketing, Laura's dog, is up there. I mean, it's lovely to see. It's kind of a family atmosphere here, even in the off season.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's good to see when we have other dogs around too, other families around. We're a family group. Everybody's invited around, so it's good to see.
Actually, I know you're busy, and I know you and Brooke have plans and all that. Do you have a message for the Purple Army as we kind of get into the dog days of summer, as it will? There's lots more signings coming in. That text that you just got, those texts in the group chat, I mean, I'm excited about that. I knew some of that was going on, but to know that there's big news afoot is lovely. Do you have a message for the Purple Army as we kind of get into those long days leading up to a new season?
Yeah, no, if I were to say anything, I would just tell them that they should be excited. Be excited for the season to come. Be excited for the things that are coming this summer and the announcements to be made. And the energy that was brought last season to end the season in the playoffs, that was amazing. Bring it next season, and can't wait to see you guys on the ice again.
I think that's a perfect way to sign off. Devin, thanks for taking the time to join us here. And if you find yourself venturing to Dublin this summer, let me know, because we will definitely have a Guinness and maybe I can get you out on a golf course there.
Yeah.
But enjoy the rest of your summer. Glad that the injury is on the mend, and I can't wait to see you back on the ice with that C on your chest.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.